This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has become the second largest 5G market in the world. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this while addressing an event in New Delhi today. The union minister emphasized that because of the government's focus, various sectors are getting fundamentally transformed. He added that close to 11 lakh crore investments are being done in different sectors.
Today we are the second largest 5G country in the world. Today our railways is becoming the second largest carrier at 1.6 billion tons this year. Highway network is among the largest in the world. Ports are growing at a pace which was unheard of. We have doubled the number of medical colleges in the 10 years. We have doubled the number of IITs in the 10 years. That's the pace at which things have changed in the last 10 years.
Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today dismissed the privilege motion notice moved by the Congress against Union Home Minister Amit Shah for allegedly casting aspersions on senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi. The notice was moved by Congress MP Jairam Ramesh in the House over Mr. Shah's remarks that one family controlled the National Prime Minister's Relief Fund when Congress was in power. While rejecting the notice, the chairman said he has carefully gone through it and did not find any transgression and absolute adherence to truth as vindicated by a document submitted by the minister on his comments. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced that the government will launch the Sehkar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. Speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Shah said the initiative is in line with Sehkar Se Samriddhi or Prosperity Through Cooperatives. He mentioned that in a few months, a very large cooperative taxi service will be started in which the registration of two-wheelers, taxis, auto rickshaws and four-wheelers will be possible and the profit will go directly to the driver. Mr. Shah emphasized that Sehkar Se Samriddhi is not just a slogan and the Ministry of Cooperation has worked day and night over the past 3.5 years to realize it. He also stated that a cooperative insurance company is soon going to be formed which will handle insurance within the cooperative system of the country. A total of 97 Indian fishermen are in the custody of Sri Lanka. 83 fishermen are serving sentences, 3 are awaiting trial and 11 are apprehended. This was stated by the External Affairs Minister, Dr. Jay Shankar, while replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today during the question hour on Indian fishermen behind bars in Sri Lanka. The central government has released the second installment of the 15th Finance Commission grants for rural local bodies in Tripura and Karnataka for the financial year 2024-25. In a statement, Ministry of Panchayati Raj said that over 31 crore rupees has been allocated in untied grants to Tripura, benefiting 589 eligible gram panchayats along with all block panchayats, district panchayats and traditional local bodies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to Sri Sri Harichand Thakur on his birth anniversary today. Hailing Sri Thakur's efforts to uplift the marginalized and promote the marginalized community and promote equality, compassion and justice, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for the Mathua Dharma Mahamela 2025. Mr. Modi highlighted that Sri Thakur lives in the hearts of countless people due to his emphasis on service and spirituality. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that two more groups affiliated with the Hurriyat have discarded separatism. He stated that Jammu and Kashmir separatist groups Tehreek-e-Istiqlal and Tehreek-e-Istiqamat have reposed their trust in the new Bharat built by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Home Minister made the announcement in a social media post stating that separatism is breathing its last and that the triumph of unity is echoing across Kashmir. And in the ongoing budget session of the Delhi Assembly, discussion on the budget 2025-26 is underway. When the House met today, the Delhi Assembly Speaker, Vijender Gupta, began the House with the question hour. During the question hour, MLAs of the ruling party and opposition discussed important issues of their constituencies, such as road, traffic jams, illegal encroachments, among others. And that is the end of this news bulletin.